In the journalism business, the last thing you'd want to do is share your secret sources, your painstaking research, or career-making scoops. But that tradition of fierce competition is changing, at least in Ohio, where for the last month, the state's 8 largest papers, including the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the Columbus Dispatch, the Cincinnati Inquirer, and the Toledo Blade, have been sharing stories and bylines under a group called the Ohio News Organization. Together, they formed a kind of statewide wire service, not unlike the increasingly expensive Associated Press, to which they still belong. The Cleveland Plain Dealer has the highest circulation of the 8 Ohio papers. Its editor, Susan Goldberg, says that so far the arrangement seems to be a win-win.
Not only are our folks getting bylines in the papers across the state, but we're posting headlines on their website, so readers in Columbus, if they want to read our story, they're being driven back to our website. And, you know, the arrangement, of course, is reciprocal.
How has it changed the way, for example, you can allocate your reporting resources?
I can speak a little better about what Columbus has done because it's changed more for them than us so far. We have 3 professional sports teams, the Indians, the Browns, and the Cavaliers, and they are big news all over the state. Columbus has decided that they're going to use our sports coverage. So our baseball writer is a fellow named Paul Hoynes, and so for the first time in the Columbus Dispatch, when they cover the Indians, there's a byline of Paul Hoynes, and it says Cleveland Plain Dealer there in the Columbus Dispatch.
And the readers, have they even noticed?
Oh, they have noticed, and in fact, our reader representative wrote a column about it last Sunday because when they were traveling outside of Cleveland, they would call us up and say, are you aware that Columbus has running Cleveland Plain Dealer stories? So we decided that we should explain it to them. You know, I think it's a lot better because we can get the stories faster. Nobody is rewriting them. I mean, that was sort of one of the things AP did over the years, which, you know, it gathered up the stories from the papers across the state, and it rewrote them for a statewide audience. You know, we don't really need that function.
Well, let's talk about the Associated Press, because part of this arrangement is in response to the AP and how their prices have been jacked up and how they do handle stories that they pluck from the members of their cooperative.
The main thing is that at a time when we all have made pretty drastic cuts, the one thing about our budgets that hasn't really changed much is our AP bill. Our AP bill is about $1 million just at the Plain Dealer. That's a big hunk of my budget. So, you know, we've set up this little cooperative. I don't know how it'll work in the future, but right now it's working really well.
It's easy for internet users to get all kinds of information from newspapers all over the world and from other sources, including directly from wire services, which is one of the forces that's affecting daily journalism so severely. But one of the things that daily newspapers still offer their readers is the customized local and regional reporting. But if regional reporting becomes commodified through cooperatives like this, aren't you just one step closer to making your individual brand, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, irrelevant?
Well, I don't really think so. I mean, we've always had access to news from all over the state. It was just, you know, it went through the AP mill. I frankly think we're getting better, more distinctively written stories because they're not going through the AP mill. But I also think that it does allow us to make some smarter choices. We and everybody else have smaller staffs than we used to, and we've got to pick some priorities.
Now, we began by talking about competition. There's an ongoing story, scandals enveloping the Ohio Attorney General's office, that, at least up until very recently, would have classically been the kind of story that various large Ohio papers were battling one another to break the news first. Do you find yourself using other people's work on this story?
You know, we have run one story, I think, that the Dispatch wrote on it. But you are right. This has been an incredibly competitive story. And the Dispatch broke the story, but we've pretty much broken the news on the story ever since the first one. You know, under this agreement, editors do have the ability to withhold stories from the others. And so, you know, this is, as you say, a classically competitive story, and we're all in it for the fight. We're slugging it out.
Well, Susan, good luck with this project.
Thanks very much.
Susan Goldberg is editor of the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.